Hamas chief thanks Iran for victory following Israel hostage deal. By Francis Martel on November 24, 2023. Hamas terror leader Ismail Haniyeh graciously thanked the world's most prolific state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, on Thursday for its firm support against the ongoing military operation by Israel to eradicate the group in its stronghold of Gaza. Haniyeh appeared to credit Tehran's theocratic rulers for playing a role in an agreement with the Israeli government to pause the Israel Defense Forces (IDF) operations in Gaza and free some convicted terrorists in exchange for Hamas freeing some Israeli hostages. Hamas is believed to have taken about 250 hostages during an unprecedented string of atrocities committed on October 7, in an event the genocidal jihadist group refers to as the Al-Aqsa Flood. That day, a wave of Hamas terrorists invaded Israel and went on door-to-door killing rampages, killing entire families in their own homes, raping and torturing random civilians, and filming themselves desecrating the bodies of their victims. Evil, see the aftermath of Hamas attack on an Israeli kindergarten. At a music festival taking place that day, Hamas terrorists opened fire on concertgoers, gang-raped women on site, and similarly brutalized the corpses of those they killed. Forensic evidence suggests the use of rape as a weapon of war and the gruesome killing of children as young as infants, found decapitated and burned. A spokesman for Hamas, Ghazi Hamad, told the BBC on October 7 that the group had direct backing from Iran in orchestrating the attack. Iran's regime threw a massive street party, replete with fireworks, in Tehran on October 7 to celebrate the mass killing of innocents, in which attendees chanted death to America and death to Israel. The IDF launched an operation into Gaza, which is controlled by Hamas, shortly thereafter to rescue the hostages taken and neutralize Hamas's ability to orchestrate another similar attack. That operation is expected to pause for 4 days beginning on Friday. Hamas terrorists claim they will release a group of hostages hours after the pause begins. It remains unclear exactly who among the missing will be released, nor does the public know the exact location where the hostages are expected to be freed. Israel agreed to the deal after being pressured by the administration of President Joe Biden, according to White House officials. The president recognized very early, the only way, the only realistic way to get a humanitarian pause in place, and we support humanitarian pauses irrespective of a hostage deal, is through an agreement to bring the hostages home, White House Coordinator for the Middle East and North Africa Brett McGurk said on Wednesday, claiming Biden supported humanitarian pauses irrespective of a hostage deal. The Biden administration uses the term humanitarian pauses instead of ceasefire to refer to a halt in the fighting. Haniyeh did not describe the pause as humanitarian but rather, a political and military victory in his public remarks alongside Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian on Thursday. Iran's press TV referred to the humanitarian pause as a ceasefire. This is a political victory that was achieved based on the victory of the resistance in the field and the enemy failed in achieving its goals except for the killing of women and children and citizens and destroying their houses, Haniyeh reportedly said. Despite the initial opposition to the ceasefire, the United States, understanding the realities of the battlefield, was finally forced to surrender to the will of the Palestinian people and the will of the world nations, he claimed, and the positive vote of 120 countries to the resolution of the United Nations General Assembly for a ceasefire with Hamas, which shows the U.S. dominance over the international order has diminished. Haniyeh specifically thanked Iran for its firm support and Amir Abdollahian for active diplomatic support in international venues for Hamas's cause in general. Hamas is a genocidal organization whose original charter called for the destruction of Judaism and Christianity and complete destruction of Israel. In his remarks alongside Haniyeh, with whom he met in Doha, Qatar, Amir Abdollahian celebrated the atrocities of October 7, claiming they shook the world and the dimensions of victory and achievement of the Palestinian nation were much bigger and tipped the strategic balance in different dimensions in favor of Palestine and the detriment of the usurping Zionist regime. Amir Abdollahian interpreted the hostage deal as a sign the U.S. and the Israeli regime failed to achieve the least in the military field and were forced to negotiate indirectly with Hamas for a ceasefire and the release of their prisoners. It is evil, U.S. diplomat breaks down witnessing aftermath of Hamas attack in Israel. The president of Iran, Ebrahim Raisi, similarly proclaimed that the agreement was a humiliating defeat for Israel in remarks on Thursday. If we want to make an analysis after over 40 days, we must say that the enemy suffered a humiliating defeat and that the Palestinian people and resistance scored a great victory. The Iranian state outlet Fars News quoted Raisi as saying, "The resistance managed to incapacitate the fake regime and frustrate it with no air, naval and ground forces." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.